This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's divorce from the European Union veered into fresh crisis Monday after London signaled it could undermine the exit agreement with Brussels unless free trade terms are agreed by next month. In yet another twist to the four-year saga since Britain voted narrowly to quit the EU, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government was reportedly planning new legislation to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. That could potentially jeopardize the whole treaty and create frictions in British-ruled Northern Ireland, where special arrangements had been made to avoid a hard border with Ireland to the south that could be detrimental to a peace agreement. Britain said it would honor the deal and was simply offering clarifications to avoid any future legal difficulties. But the Financial Times newspaper cited three people as saying the proposed internal market bill was expected to, quote, eliminate the legal force of parts of the withdrawal agreement, end quote, in areas including state aid and Northern Ireland customs. EU diplomats were aghast, cautioning such a step, leaked on the eve of new talks in London, would tarnish Britain's global prestige and heighten chances of a tumultuous final disentangling from the bloc December 31st. Prime Minister Johnson insists a no-deal exit would be a, quote, good outcome for the UK, end quote. EU and UK negotiators will meet in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the now 27-nation bloc January 31st. The two sides are seeking a new deal on trade, security, and other issues. European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen warned Monday Britain is legally obliged to respect the Brexit withdrawal agreement, which must form the basis of bilateral relations going forward. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Monday he wanted to expand business ties with Russia to help Damascus cope with new U.S. sanctions on Syria's already crippled economy, one that threatens to undermine military gains achieved with Moscow's help. Assad, speaking in comments made during a meeting in Damascus with Russian Deputy Minister Yuri Borisov and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, said he wanted Russian investment in key areas of the economy. This is Lavrov's first visit to war-torn Syria since 2012, the Syrian Foreign Ministry said. As Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma, Germany contemplates sanctions against Russia for what they say was Navalny's intentional poisoning by Russia. Leading German politicians want Chancellor Angela Merkel to abandon the multi-billion-dollar natural gas pipeline known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say Germany can't be indifferent to the attempted assassination, and stopping Nord Stream 2 would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Chancellor Merkel says she does not rule out the possibility of sanctioning the pipeline. Monday, supporters of Julian Assange protested outside a London courtroom, calling for the WikiLeaks founder not to be extradited to the United States for leaking secrets about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many held placards reading, "Don't extradite Assange," and "Journalism is not a crime," as the 49-year-old Australian was brought to the Old Bailey for the resumed hearing. U.S. authorities accuse Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with a colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 2011. Later Monday, a powerful typhoon is expected to pummel North Korea, which is still recovering from another major typhoon last week. At this hour, Typhoon Haishan barrels up the already soaked Korean peninsula, toppling trees, causing small landslides, and knocking out power to thousands of South Koreans before taking aim at flood-prone North Korea. Around 17,000 South Korean homes lost electricity, and at least 48 structures were destroyed across the country as the typhoon made landfall in the southeastern city of Ulsan and moved northward up the east coast. Malaysia's health authorities reported 62 new coronavirus cases Monday, the sharpest spike since early June, just as the government began barring long-term immigration pass holders from countries with high infection numbers. Countries in the ban and list include the United States, Britain, and France. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.